I have to start off with a massive win over Featherstone at the weekend. Must have been great to win by such a great margin, Rick.
Oh, look, it was good to win, to be honest. We haven't had a lot of wins in the last few weeks. But, look, the boys played a lot better, played with some real good energy. They controlled the game well and, you know, ended up scoring a few points in the end, which was pleasing.
Very pleasing indeed. And what about the concept? What have you made of the concept so far, Rick?
Well, the middle eight, obviously, it's pretty tough to get your head around. There's a bit of pressure there. Obviously, you know, you're fighting to stay, you know, in the Super League, which is important. We've had two games now, and we didn't perform great in our first one against Salford, to be honest. We've got a real lesson about semi-final footy, and we upped the intensity a little bit and come out and perform pretty well last week. And obviously, we've got to keep it going when we play Batley on Sunday.
And, of course, being back to that English game as well, how have you found that, Rick?
I've enjoyed it. I enjoyed watching it. I enjoyed coaching it. And I think the boys like playing and with a bit of freedom in attack. And they take some chances and they push the envelope, which is good. We've just got to find the right sort of balance for us. And we're working through that process at the moment. And I think we're making some improvements.
And, of course, since you've come in as well, Ray, I've got to ask, do you know your best side now, or is it still a case of tweaking some bits in your squad?
No, look, I think we're getting there. You know, I wouldn't say exactly I know what my best side is, but I think I've got a fair idea, and 90% of it's sort of settled. And, you know, we've got a few injuries at the moment, with a few blokes possibly coming back. So in the next few weeks, hopefully, we'll be looking something like our best team on the park.
And I was just about to pick up on those injuries, Rick. Do we have any updates on them, any news on there?
Oh, look, I think Tommy Simons will get there. He's trained pretty well at the end of last week and all this week. Probably Jermaine McGilvray will still be another week or so. So we don't play next week. So at a pinch, he could play this week, but we think we'll just put him on ice a little bit and wait till the following week to make sure he's got a decent tendon tear in his quad and how explosive he is. We've just got to be a bit cautious there.
And also just looking at Danny Brough as well, obviously the suspension there, it must be hard to be playing without such a big player.
Yeah, look, that is tough to deal with, but gives Ryan Brearley a chance to play in his preferred position for a couple of games, and he can definitely show his worth. I thought he was good last week. His involvement was good, and some of the things he did was really good in the game, and his support play is terrific, so he's always sniffing around the ball looking for a try.
Certainly is. And we've got to look ahead to Batley as well. What do you think we can be expecting from them?
Oh, you know, by their own admission, I think they've been a bit disappointed the first couple of games. I think coming back at home, you know, they'll be a more formidable opposition and be a bit more comfortable and hopefully a bit more ready mentally. So, look, our job is to continue to improve. You know, we've gradually improved a little bit apart from the Salford game, each game that I've been in charge, and hopefully we can take another couple of steps in the right direction. So our main focus, again, will be on ourselves.
I was going to say as well, you must be taking some great pride in the improvements that have been shown over the last few months.
Yeah, look, we're getting there. It's two steps forward, one step back, but overall, it's not too bad. The boys are trying really hard for us. They're buying into a few new concepts and principles, so that's going to take a little bit of time for them to get their head around. But as far as we go so far, it's been good.
Super stuff. And just one final one on Batley as well, I have to ask, Rick. You know, there is that full-time, part-time gap there. No, it's a case of complacency. Is it a case of going there and getting the job done?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, what we've got to do is turn up with the same sort of intensity and fight that we showed last week. That'll be a good start. Like I said, we're pretty disappointed against Alfred the previous week, so we understand where we're at and what sort of intensity is expected, and we need to be the ones to bring, you know, the intensity of the game at the start of the game, not waiting to see what the opposition brings. So that's going to be our plan this week.